Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and we'll score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Friday. Come on, put a smile on your face. We got to the weekend. We are still healing over the Braves loss, but we're turning the page and we are looking forward to what I hope is going to be a fun weekend with the Dogs beating South Carolina. I'm hoping that our Falcons can get it done in Arizona. I started the show off today telling a story about a guy. They called me today out there and were like, yeah, we want to talk to you about the Falcons. And the guy comes on and says, what's the best thing about your football team? You know, there are some things and some positives that we can point to. But as we look at this matchup and we're finding out some things now, remember the time change out there. So, you know, it's a little different. We're a little behind as far as figuring out practices and all that stuff this week. But literally, we just found out, Mike, and this is going to get to what's good about our football team. There are some things that you could say, all right, yeah, that's positive. But one thing that's not right now is our defense. And, Mike, it might have gotten worse heading into Sunday.
Yeah, our man, Dear Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC, reporting that Matt Weil. Now, we knew this. Weil is out. We got some guy named Redfern punting for us who's had one punt previously in his NFL career. He's bounced around like six teams in like six years. But anyway, Weil's out, the punter. Trufant is now listed as out, according to D-Led, and Bleedy Ray Wilson. So the secondary that was already, I mean, we joked around about it. I heard it was funny because you and I said it all last week, and Rondae Barber said it, lost in space, yep. space. So now you're going to throw Sheffield in the mix, and I think there's tremendous upside with this kid. Not sure he's ready to take over this much responsibility now, but Sheffield will be out there. I just texted D-Led, why not use KZ in place of Trufant? You like him better as the nickel, as like a safety valve on top of it all?
Yeah, and I also think, you know, KZ is such a ball hawk that, I mean, I believe that that's where Dan Quinn probably feels like he's going to help us best. But if, you know, you heard Dave Archer, and you'll hear it coming up at around 6:20, Arch kind of admitting that there's definitely tweaking going on with this personnel. I told you guys last week, if you're not paying attention closely, Devondre Campbell's taking reps away from Vic Beasley. And that should never be happening. But it's happening because he's playing the run game a lot better than Vic is right now. And with these tweaks that Coach Quinn has got going on, they're simply not working. We're not getting the production. So, Mike, I think the tweaks will happen in the secondary. We talked a little bit about it off air. I said, you know, KZ is going to be your nickel guy, but you got, you know, what are your options now? Because basically the guy you went and picked up in Cyprian is done. Now you're telling me True is not playing Sunday. You're throwing two young guys, and Isaiah Oliver's not being great. The other guy in Sheffield, we think he can be good, but you're throwing him into the fire. You need some experience. And the only other guy outside of Rico Allen is really KZ with the playing time he got last year.
Yeah, Jamal Carter would back up or work with Kamal Ishmael. You talked about Sherrod Neesman, Ricardo. Heaven forbid anything happens to Ricardo. I'm not trying to be an alarmist or anything, man. It's just you saw how bad our secondary looked. I mean, we gave up like the third most points yards ever in team history against the Texans. You got to generate pass rush. You and I were just talking off the air. I agree with you. I think you just got to go zone and take your lumps. Keep the big play from getting behind you.
Yeah.
And I know Falcon fans get mad about that. And you guys called it, or some guys called it a prevent. No, our base defense was, before Dan started fiddling with it, a cover three. But the line has got to generate heat. This quarterback is a young guy learning the game. He can move. If you lose contain, Carl, he's gone. But you've got to get him on the ground. They've already sacked him 21 times. Kyler Murray's been on the ground. This is where you got to get some pass rush because your secondary is Swiss cheese right now. And now you got first year players and guys off practice squads. That's your depth chart.
All right. What's good, Grady Jarrett?
Bad things, man.
What's good, Grady Jarrett? What else is good? Julio. Julio's good.
Yeah.
Julio.
Matt's good when he's upright.
Here's some things that we are looking at for this weekend. And, you know, the first thing is Kyler Murray, you got to contain him. We all say this, right? Did we contain Deshaun Watson? No. Marcus Mariota really didn't have to run. We did a decent job against Kirk Cousins, but he only threw the ball 10 times, and he's not a runner. And then you think about, you know, the Philadelphia game, Mike. I mean, Kyler Murray, to me, outside of Russell Wilson, who we're going to see October 27th in a couple of weeks, may be the most elusive guy at quarterback in the league right now.
Right.
So we got to contain him. And it sounds easy, but, guys, you know we've had little of no pass rush. And now you're talking about keeping a guy in the pocket that can easily turn a four-yard run into a 45-yard run and a touchdown. The other thing, Mike, we can hope to do, or at least I hope we try to do, is run the ball. The Cardinals' defense has given up 140 yards on the ground this season on average. Can we set up the pass plays down the field over the top to Julio, Snoo, Ridley with running the ball?
Now, whether it's going to be lined up on one side or the other side of Alex Mack, but mostly over the center, our old Falcon draft pick Corey Peters from Kentucky, they told him to get bigger. I'd love to have that job. So he put on some weight. He's now your prototypical space-grabbing tackle at 345. So that's going to be the man meat you're going to try to move if you're going to try to run that. Let's get the ball out in space. They tried it a few times. It didn't really do anything, but at least get free without a guy right in his face. You know what I mean? So Freeman, you and I have talked about it. The lack of explosion, is that a byproduct of how bad the O-line has been? Or is it just Fries lost that step? I think most fans out there would prefer to see Ito getting the ball.
Can we create turnovers? Guys, those are the keys. It's simple. Cardinals are not a great football team. They're young at quarterback. They got some – listen, Larry Fitzgerald, future Hall of Famer. They got T-Sizzle. They got a couple of guys that are going to the Hall. But as a team, they're not a great team. The issue is their outside guys are better than our outside guys right now. And you got a few things that you have to worry about with Kyler Murray just because of his playmaking ability. But if we can try to run the ball because they're giving up a lot of yards, contain Murray, and create some turnovers, which sounds nuts because we just don't do a lot of that, I think we can have success on Sunday, Mike.
It is our Falcon Report, guys, brought to you by Domino's. Lots of cool stuff going on. Great slate of college games on the weekend as well. Make it a pizza party. Limited time, guys, through the end of the 13th. It is a large two-topping pizza for $5.99. There are some restrictions. Get all the details when you carry out at Domino's.com.
All right, guys. You said the Falcons as a team have been bonding in Arizona.
Yes. We learned over the weekend that in last time I think they saw Creed because, you know, Dan Quinn's a big boxing guy. Remember,
we used to
talk boxing with Dan back in the day? Well, they went. What's a better team building exercise right now, Carl, for the team to all get on a bus and let's go to the movie theater and see The Joker?
What?
The Joker.
The dark
yes,
movie that is The Joker?
The Todd Phillips, Joaquin Phoenix movie, which is getting a lot of pub. People are saying it's a great movie.
Okay.
Not exactly my cup of vodka. I'll wait for it to get on HBO, but those who love this genre are saying they've really kind of reinvented the wheel with this one. Julio said, was asked if it was scary. He said, no, man, ain't scary.
I ain't never scared. Yeah, I would expect Julio to
now,
say that.
Now, maybe if you're looking for a silver lining, these guys can come out and play like mental patient psychotics like the Joker.
Okay. Now, listen, I would take that. I mean, there's nothing more that I would want than on Sunday. The Falcons have gone crazy. I don't know what's gotten into them.
My God, Tack and Vic have just torn Kyler Murray apart.
I would
There's a half of Kyler Murray on the 30-yard line.
I would love that. And then after the game, you know, on the post-game interviews, how do you attribute this win? And Grady Jarrett's like, we saw the Joker. I don't know.
I mean, there's other movies out there that Craig, real quick, give me some movies that they could have seen that are kind of family friendly and motivational that they could have seen. Because all the movies I want to see, Motherless Brooklyn, because of course we had Edward Norton in studio.
Yeah.
That Ford versus Ferrari that can't get here soon enough for
looks
me.
Looks great.
But what's
I
want to
go see
right
Gemini
now?
Man this weekend.
Yeah, because and that looks trippy. That looks like a better version of Looper.
Yeah.
You know, remember the Bruce Willis movie with Levitt?
Yeah. I want to go check that out. But no, man. I mean, listen. What did you want them to go see? Frozen 2.
Well, let's see what they could have seen. Well, obviously, you know what would be funny? All right, man. Iron sharpens iron. We're gonna have a team building exercise. We're gonna go see Downton Abbey.
Okay. That's not working.
Let's see. You got Downton Abbey. I went and saw Ad Astra. I fell asleep the last half hour.
J-Lo's got a new movie out. Something about Hustlers?
Yeah, Hustlers. It's got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
There's just not a lot you could do. El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, actually.
Is that Netflix or is it in the movies?
They are going to do some limited release on that one,
okay.
But then it goes to Netflix. Let's see.
They could have went and saw It, Mike.
Adam's Family.
It, too.
So I guess the Joker was the way to go on this. In other words, Will Guerra, our traffic guy, said they should have seen Judy.
Oh, jeez. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Want you to hear from Matt Ryan talking about attacking this Arizona defense as we talk Falcons and Cards, guys. And again, I do think, too, Debo spies Kyler Murray this week. You have to because he's too elusive. Here's Matt Ryan.
They're young in the secondary for sure, but they're veteran, you know, at their outside linebacker position and in their sub-defense, their defensive end positions. Their edge players are guys that have been productive in this league for a long time and are disruptive with what they do. So we've got to do a great job, both in the run game and in pass protection, of making sure we're locating where they're at.
They could have went and saw Zombieland, too.
That one, now, that's what I want to see. Matter of fact, we're going to go see that. Is that Friday? Zombieland 2 looks great. Love the first one. Can't wait.
And I know we've had this discussion. It's an acquired taste. It's
dark humor.
Well, yeah, but if you liked the first one and it was funny, it was really funny and had its moments. And I think Woody Harrelson is in it, right? He was on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago because the movie's out or coming out. But yeah, man, I think that's an acquired taste. But listen, they had options, Mike, and they chose the Joker.
All right. Now, again, if this doesn't work and we lose to Arizona, we'll be talking about the Joker, who might be getting a pink slip, but we'll see. Hopefully they can turn this around. I think this is the game they're going to win. And then I heard all this about the secondary. As much as Trufant makes me want to pull what little hair I have left out, this is a really, really rough situation to be in for your defense. And I hope they came together this week. Bleedy Ray Wilson out. No Trufant for your secondary that already was Swiss cheese for this Falcons team.
Falcon Report brought to you by our friends at Domino's. When we come back, it's our strong arm story of the day. But before we get to that, who did Mike have an encounter with? It's next.
That wasn't an encounter.
Oh, it was. We're going to get to our strong arm story of the day. I told a story earlier about me riding a lime down to the Fox Theater last night. Took me about 11 minutes, Mike. I was
didn't bust your butt.
Came close. I was going about as fast as I possibly could. I looked a little out of sorts. You know, I'm a big guy, and I'm on that lime. And
apparently,
I'm like,
though, said when you were rolling down, where I live, down by Vortex, where the sidewalks get narrow, when you got a guy your size come barreling in on a scooter, I presume that people are going to get out of the way.
Well, everyone except this one young lady, I guess she didn't know the etiquette. Probably I should have, you know, again, this is the problem we have with the sidewalk thing. But I slow down. The bike becomes wobbly. The scooter, I'm trying to maintain it. Don't lose it, Maverick. And literally, I almost fall off this thing.
See, I see people
bust my ass
every day, and it's usually the curb. It's where the ramp at the curb is where it gets them, where the sidewalk's a little uneven. Because if you don't know how it works in Atlanta, we put a perfectly beautiful new sidewalk and corner in, and then about 3 months later, they decide they got to rip something up to put a line in. And so then you've got all this, you know, concrete that was poorly like spackled in there. So yes, it's a madhouse, Carl. I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, man. So that experience, and we were just talking about helmets and guys, be safe. Those things are fast. But Mike was then telling me today he ran into.
You want me to tell this story?
Absolutely, because listen, I think it's good that you had this encounter today.
All right, so real quick, you know, I walk 7 blocks to work, and it is Gay Pride weekend here in Atlanta, and it's a lot of people do fly in from around the southeast because it's kind of a big thing. So as I'm walking to work today, I'm coming right past the Lowe's, right past Cafe Intermezzo, and there's a guy and another dude, and they're just having some lunch, and I hear this guy go, "Mike!" And Mike Bell, yeah.
By the way, the desserts at Intermezzo.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Amazing.
And so this dude recognizes me, and for the purpose of the conversation, we'll change his name. We'll call him Jeff. So Jeff did not make it to the 20 or the 30-year high school reunion of Mars, and nobody really, not friends with him on Facebook. This was a dude that was kind of off the radar screen. Well, Jeff's here, and he's out. He's way out.
Oh, jeez.
No, I said, "I'm proud for you, man." I said, I go, "I live here." Because the first thing I said to him, I go, "Yeah, I live right down the street." He goes, "You live here in Midtown?" I go, "With my wife." And I showed the photo of my lovely wife.
You didn't have to say it like that.
That's exactly how it came out.
You didn't have to say it like
I
that.
I gathered myself, and I go, "Well, that's really great." And then I met his companion friend. They live down Savannah way, and they also do real estate in Hilton Head. Very exciting.
Was this shocking to you?
Well, because I'd seen the guy forever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's out. I mean, not only is he – I mean, we're talking Nathan Lane out, okay? We're talking like something, you know, like Andy on Bravo out. He's out there, man. So, anyway, God bless you, Jeff, and have a great time this weekend with Pride weekend.
All right, man.
He's probably listening right now.
I'm sure he is. And I'm glad, Mike, you were able to catch up with him. You know, you guys should connect on Facebook. Let's get to our strong arm story of the day.
I love all people.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Let's talk about these big games coming up this weekend, guys. You've got some huge college football matchups. Obviously, let's start first with the Dogs because it's South Carolina. You said this to Coach Dooley. I think people, you know, Dog Nation knows this. It can get weird sometimes at South Carolina or against South Carolina. Now, the Dogs have the fortune, Mike, that they're playing at home. But I'll say this. Last year, to me, everybody was on the whole South Carolina is going to get Georgia thing, right? This was their year. And, guys, Georgia just went in there and handled their business. This thing was over before halftime. Now, what do I expect this year? Same thing. But that's neither here nor there. The thing is, Kirby is respecting the opponent. Him and Will Muschamp are great friends. Muschamp, though, at some point, Mike, he's got to beat his buddy, doesn't he?
Got a lot of respect for the way Will runs the program. I think they're doing a really good job. Both coordinators really get after you. They put pressure on you in three phases, offense, defense, and special teams.
Okay. How good is South Carolina? They're okay.
Linsky, they got a good running back tandem. You know, quarterback has been solid. No way he's been able to keep up with Fromm and the weapons on this one. Georgia is a 23.5 point favorite. The last time Carolina won this game, part of the reason why Mark Richt got was that 14 game, the 38-35. Georgia, you know, under Kirby, it hasn't been last year Georgia blew doors up in Columbia, 41-17, but some of these games have been within two touchdowns. So I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think this is going to be about a 42-14 type deal.
That's how I feel.
I just don't know how much longer Will Muschamp's going to be able to hang on to that gig, right?
Well, we ask this question sometimes for our other schools, Georgia Tech. What is the expectation at South Carolina? Can Will Muschamp win 8 or 9 games every other year?
Spurrier had you in Atlanta. I mean, that's 11 wins. I mean, that's something. I just think that, you know, with Clemson now, because for years Spurrier was beating Dabo, and then obviously Clemson now runs the state. It's hard to kind of envision who's going to be the right guy for that job if they do move on from Muschamp, because they're kind of in the same boat as Tennessee. Where are you going to get the recruits from if you can't steal them from Georgia?
Yeah. I like the Dogs this weekend, obviously. Now, the other story we're following college football-wise, and we'll talk about Texas and OU as well. It's a big game. But what's going on at Clemson with the quarterback situation?
Yeah, if you guys didn't see this, the story got out there. And you were going to play the soundbite from Dabo, but I think somebody had loose lips on the Clemson ship. And I think that's why Dabo got in his feelings about this, because he could have kind of brushed off the question, but word got out there that there was an MRI on Trevor Lawrence, and apparently it was after the NC State. Was that the NC game? Either way, it was earlier this fall, and we'll take a listen to Dabo when he was asked about it.
Speaking of Trevor, can you confirm that he had the MRI?
No, I'm not confirming any of that, and I don't want anybody texting me anymore. I had a media guy text me the other night about, you know, that's private information. That's private information. If I want anybody to know our medical stuff, I'll tell you. We'll put it on the injury report, you know. But you know, people texting on my phone to ask me information that's not public, information that I wouldn't put out unless it was something that needed to be put out, that's bad business. That's not how we do things. There's nothing wrong with Trevor. And I don't like people trying to create drama. There's no drama on this team, so what do people do? They want to create drama. It's the most unbelievable thing. There's no drama. Ain't nothing wrong with Trevor. Nothing. If we did an MRI or we didn't, that ain't nobody's business. We do MRIs all the time.
Yeah, but, Coach, the word got out. It was Texas A&M, by the way. I said Carolina. It was after the A&M game. Apparently he got a little banged up.
Mike, kids hurt.
That was almost a minute.
Come on.
I mean, no, Coach got – we were joking around off the air about this. We played the soundbite earlier in the dog report. I was saying, oh, hell, we MRI. I got MRI for the fun of it last week. We MRI all the time around here. Like, that's how Coach Bowden would always diffuse something. You know, but in this case, you kind of give credence. It sounds like somebody there leaked it, and it obviously gives credence to the report that maybe that's why Trevor's sailing these passes. You know, he doesn't have the accuracy. He's thrown more picks. There's just something about Clemson right now that doesn't – not ETN, he's fine, but other things about the offense that don't pass the eye test.
Yeah, it's almost like, what you mean you saw me with her? I wasn't with her. I wasn't even there. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me. That was another guy you saw. I mean, that's the defense that he came to yesterday or the other day in regard to this. But we're not done. If you don't believe that we're, you know, what we're selling here, I just think there's something there. Don't know exactly what it is. Don't you have another soundbite of Dabo Swinney?
This is MRIs all the time.
Now, he also had ESPNs up there in Death Valley. Oh, hell. Matter of fact, I'm going to go get an MRI right now. I love it.
Who gets MRIs all the time?
Give me my headphones. I'm going to go get an MRI.
Who does that?
All the time. We do it. For the hell of it. We got to make sure guys are stable. Stephen A., quite frankly, I've never been to a small town like this. They were up there today, and if you didn't see it, Dabo, with a great crowd, by the way.
I ain't got nothing else to do.
That's true. Other than SL Club. Stephen A. got a Stephen A. impression from Dabo. Take a listen.
Are you worried at all that the reigning defending national champions could go undefeated and not have an opportunity opportunity to reference to defend your crown in the college football players because they don't put you in there. You worried about that?
To steal your word, that's blasphemous. Isn't that what you say? Isn't that what you say?
That's great.
Clemson is a 27.5-point favorite against FSU. Now, if you know me, I'm not happy about Taggart. I sent a letter to the Tallahassee newspaper saying fire his butt.
You didn't.
I did. But they went and they beat NC State. They had an extra week off, as Clemson did, to prepare. James Blackman is now healthy enough to take over quarterback, although Taggart said earlier this week that Hornibrook, the transfer from Wisconsin, may play some QB. Either way, you're going to probably see a heavy dose of Cam Akers when the Noles have the ball. I still think Clemson's going to cover. I don't think they cover. I think it'd be closer than the cover, but they're going to win big. By the way, LSU and Florida, LSU 13.5-point favorites. Florida's doing great things in the turnover game.
That's
pressure. Joe Burrow going to be able to handle the looks that Bo Nix wasn't able to handle last week? Because Florida was an ugly game. Florida, Auburn, they won ugly. They can't do that in the other Death Valley.
No, I just think LSU's offensive prowess this season has shown you that Florida's going to have to keep up. I think they score 30, and I don't think Florida can do that against LSU. Hey, get your horns up, man. Last year, Longhorns beat OU in the regular season, then lost in the championship game. Mike, I think a similar situation happens this Saturday. And if OU wins, I don't think anybody's beating them in the Big 12. But the key is Jalen Hurts, guys. He leads all quarterbacks nationally with 99.8 yards rushing per game. You know how good the kid is. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Hey, coming up, we got a lot more to get to here on the program, guys, including, in case you missed it, top three at six. Dave Archer's on the way as well to talk Falcons.
Busy. Pretty busy.
So busy.
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
News for you.
Brought to you by Resurgence Orthopedics. From neck to toes, muscle to bones. Get moving again with Resurgence Orthopedics. Schedule your appointment online today at resurgence.com.
We are live inside of the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday, man. Hope you're enjoying the day. Beautiful weather outside. And Georgia high school football fans, tune in to 92.9 The Game tonight.
Yeah, what you got?
Starting at 7 o'clock for the Falcons Friday high school game of the week. We are going to broadcast, not Mike and I, but the station will be broadcasting live. The North Gwinnett and Mill Creek game. Actually, I think Mike Conti has the game for you tonight.
Yeah, I think North Gwinnett's a 6.5, right? 6.5-point favorite?
Yeah, Mill Creek's homecoming. Got some friends out there. Mm-hmm. So good luck to both squads, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. But you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real quick, speaking of football, we just talked about the Dogs. We talked about Clemson. Talked about, obviously, Florida and LSU. We forgot to talk about Georgia Tech. People got a little upset on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We did not mention the tilt between Georgia Tech and Duke.
Who does Tech have this week?
Duke. And there's your Georgia Tech report for the Yellow Jacket fans out there. Okay. Hey, man, I got a couple of things for you, starting with Washington Nationals going to be taking on the Cardinals. As we said yesterday, Mike Conti's line, I think you root for a meteorite to strike the stadium in this case.
You stroke the fire, don't you?
But Daniel Hudson, Carl, the relief pitcher for the one of the relief pitchers for the Nats and everything, placed on paternity leave.
What?
But is he Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's having the baby in that movie?
I'm having the baby.
I'm having the baby. Just hours before Friday's first pitch against the Cards, Hudson is allowed to be away from the club for a minimum of one day. And a maximum of 3 days, this according to the USA Today. So he could be back for Saturday, but he won't be there for game one of the NLCS.
He's letting his team down.
She's having my baby.
He's letting his team down.
What do you make of that? I'm with you. I'm with you right there, man.
Listen, you can't. Is this first kid?
Let me read up. Let's see here. Yeah, Hudson, most reliable arms.
First kid.
Four postseason appearances. He's got two saves. He's not allowed an earned run. Pretty good.
Oh, he's good.
He earned the save in the wild card game, game five, against the Dodgers.
Third kid?
I'm looking right now. Not telling me if it's the first kid. It just says he's going to be on a
paternity. Because here's what some people
would say. If it's the first kid, maybe.
Right. There you go. Maybe. If it's the third kid, you're letting your team down. But I would say that most guys are still letting their teams down. Craig's in here. What's up?
I'd even go to my kids' baby showers, okay? Any of the three. There's no way you miss the NLCS.
Oh, will you stop it?
No way.
Exactly. I'm with
you. There's no way.
Because in the old days, our dads would be out there with a cigar. You know, if they were at the, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. No, I mean, in the old days, the guy didn't have to be there. But then, you know, they can videotape. Not that you want to see that, but I mean, Carl, I don't know. It's your life's work. It's game one of the NLCS.
You may never get here again.
You're going to have another kid.
You'll have another kid. I'm with you on this.
Now,
matter of fact, you could have another kid in about 10 months, 12 months from now.
Easy. Let the lady have some rest.
What? I'm just saying.
Now, again, I cannot find in this article if it's child one, two, or three, but if it is the first, okay. But, yeah. I mean, there's a portion of our audience that's going to go, oh, you don't understand. No, I don't like children. That's why I don't have any. But, I mean, seriously, this is
kids.
Your job.
You do hate kids. But, no, listen, I would tell you if it's your first, I would be a little bit more lenient towards allowing him to be gone. But even then, this moment is huge. You got a chance to do something that very few people in the world get. Listen to me. I sound like his coach. You get a chance to do what very few people in the world do. You're going to get a chance to play for a World Series, but I need you here. Where's your loyalty?
Where's your heart, Willie?
Is your loyalty to your wife of how long you've been married?
I mean, again, and by the way, it's not like the kid's going to know you were there or you weren't there.
Where's your loyalty?
Look, remember the Untouchables? Elliot Ness's wife had a baby while he was out there fighting Al Capone.
Okay, you know what? That's a bad example.
What?
That's a bad example.
I mean, it was a movie, and Kevin Costner was Elliot Ness, but he wasn't there, and she was fine because it was the 30s. People were tougher. She took it in stride. He was fighting organized crime. This guy's got to go fight the Cardinals.
Yes, it was the 30s, Mike. Women didn't even have rights. There's a difference. They didn't care.
They could vote back then.
They didn't care. I would tell you, what do you guys think? 404-741-0929. Text us on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I would tell you that I want him there for the NLCS game one. Mike, I'm sorry. No, I need him.
Then again, guys, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Daniel Hudson missing game one for paternity leave. We talked a lot about the NCAA with Steve Koonin last hour.
Some people are going to think we're harsh. You know that.
You know what? Life is – you know what? This is your job, man.
You guys are too
mean. By the way, you know what? Very selfish, by the way, of you and the wife. You know, you can plan this to have the baby arriving sometime in December. You know what your job is.
Wait a minute. How is it selfish? When you get nookie, you get nookie.
Yeah, but again,
you don't say, you know what, I can't get nookie tonight because you might have this baby during the season.
Obviously not Catholic. Doesn't there's know the
no,
rhythm.
There's no guy in his right mind that's going to go, baby, I know you look hot tonight. Girl, that lingerie you got on is unbelievable. Listen.
Yes, but you know.
You might have this baby.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to impregnate you. You might have this baby.
Hold on. Now
you might have this baby during the season, so, girl, I can't get with you tonight. Nobody's saying that.
When did you become Stacey Morgan? I'm a poor baby in your stomach.
Tracy Morgan.
And his brother, Tracy.
I'm going to get you pregnant, girl, tonight.
Anyway, for those out there, I'm just saying, Carl, you could actually, you know, remember what he was thinking? All the way back, if you go back to like February, shoot, Bryce Harper's gone. We're not going to do jack this year.
He probably did.
Especially when they got off that brutal start this year. The Nats were fumbling and stumbling their way through May.
Well, that's the other side of it. You're with your lovely lady, that alone time, and she's like, hey, and you're thinking, we just lost Bryce Harper. Come on, girl.
Let's get it on.
Come on.
Hey, we talked about this with Koonin earlier about the California legislature, and they're moving on to try to get athletes paid. It won't kick in until 2023. Student athletes we're talking about. Todd Gurley down at Rams practice rocking a shirt says NCAA not concerned about athletes. And he would know what it's like to lose playing time over a stupid, I mean, what we would consider stupid, the NCAA doesn't, about him getting in trouble for signing those autographs for pay.
Don't you think Todd was making more on the side than signing those autographs? I mean, just a personal side note. Now that we're a few years removed from it, don't you think somebody was, I mean, did he really have to sign those autographs?
Well, this goes back to how are you going to legislate this? I don't think this changes anything. The same 25 schools are going to be the same 25 schools that battle for a championship. The rich get richer. Remember the early signing bonus? I mean, the early signing period? Now it'll be an early signing bonus. But remember when they went to the early signing period? Oh, this is going to ruin. Same teams are there.
Nothing's happened.
Same guys are there.
So well, the kids that wanted to commit to their schools in February are now committing to them in December.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's happening.
Right. Hey, man, we didn't get a chance to talk about this in the NFL Blitz this week because it's kind of like now a tree falling in the forest. But for what it's worth, Colin Kaepernick did issue a statement through his attorney, through his agent. He's not doing interviews still. But basically saying that they've reached out to all 32 teams. He's 31 years of age and wondering why you couldn't get a shot, especially when you've got a guy for the Steelers, a third-string quarterback now getting a shot.
I'm sorry. Listen, it's not funny because you know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Kid is being blackballed. You know what the situation is. But
luckily, he's got the Nike money to help him sleep at night.
I just keep thinking, Mike, like 10 years from now, we're going to still be doing this. Colin Kaepernick turns 42. He has put out a statement.
Right.
He will be willing to play for any NFL team. It's like we're going to be saying the same thing. Kaepernick turns 45 today.
Right.
He says he is still in good shape.
Well, I mean, you just thought certainly with the Steelers down to their third-string quarterback. I mean, you know, it's Devlin Hodges is going to be in. By the way, sidebar, saw this too. A lot of Steelers players, I think you're definitely one way or other, either he's going to leave on his own or get fired. But the players thought the practices were too physical. Tomlin was going old school midweek with the Steelers, and a lot of the offensive linemen didn't like it.
I'd take him in a
I'd take Mike Tomlin yesterday, damn straight.
It's Dukes and Bell. Top three's on the way next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.